It's pretty well known that St. Louis has a large Bosnian population, but did you know there are actually more Hispanics in St. Louis than there are Bosnians? Even so, the St. Louis Hispanic population is small compared to Kansas City and Chicago. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips looks into the reasons why.
As the bell strikes noon in North St. Louis County, more than 300 people break out in song as they process around Holy Trinity Catholic Church. They're carrying an icon of the patron saint of Mexico. It's the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, a cause for major celebration throughout much of Latin America. Among the crowd is field worker Jose Sanchez. He says he moved to St. Louis from Mexico because it was difficult to support his family there.
¿Por qué vivo en San Luis? Porque es un bonito estado.
Why do I live in St. Louis? Because it is beautiful and because of the economic situation in Mexico. I'm still here because I'm able to better support my parents.
Family is also the reason why Anna Rivera stays in St. Louis. Rivera's family owns El Chico Bakery on Cherokee Street, where they use an old-fashioned, 4-foot-tall mixer to make traditional Mexican breads and cookies. Rivera says she's thought about moving to California, where the weather is nicer and there's a stronger Mexican culture. But family always brings her back to St. Louis.
Kind of like a gum where I try to like move away and it just kind of brings me back to my family.
According to the latest census numbers, there are more than 75,000 Hispanics in the St. Louis metropolitan area, a not insignificant number, but small enough to represent less than 3% of the region's 2.8 million people. Kansas City has twice as many Latinos, about 8% of the Kansas City metropolitan area. Hispanics make up almost 17% of the national population. Why is the nation's largest minority so underrepresented in St. Louis? Experts interviewed for this story cited migratory patterns, job opportunity, and existing Latino populations as contributing factors. But for St. Louis University professor Ness Sandoval, Missouri's anti-immigrant reputation is the primary cause.
You really do see this if you go to New York, if you go to Miami, you go to Chicago, and you talk about St. Louis. More often than not, people will say, oh, that's in Missouri, right? That's an anti-immigrant state.
Sandoval specializes in the demographics of Latinos and immigrants. He says that the low cost of living and free cultural amenities make St. Louis a great place for immigrants to live. But Missouri's reputation as an anti-immigrant state, propelled by what he calls a history of anti-immigration bills introduced in Jefferson City, stops more immigrants from moving here. Less than 5% of St. Louisans are immigrants. 1 in 5 St. Louis immigrants are Hispanic. After a 2012 study found that attracting more immigrants could spur economic growth, St. Louis civic and business leaders began a recruitment initiative called the Mosaic Project. Sandoval is an advisor for the project. He believes that St. Louis has the potential to attract more immigrants.
So if the immigrants come, they will create the jobs. The immigrants just are not coming.
University of Missouri St. Louis professor Mark Tranel, however, is less confident. Tranel co-authored the study that the Mosaic Project cites as the basis of its work. But Tranel doesn't see how more immigrants will be attracted to the region until a more active economy leads to increased job growth.
What is it that you're going to do relative to, for example, public policy to create this sudden demand for immigration that would then drive economic expansion?
It's a question of the chicken or the egg. And the Mosaic Project is betting on the immigrant side. It's seeking ways to make St. Louis more welcoming for immigrants, but it's too soon to tell if they're succeeding. The project launched less than 3 years ago. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.